Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
is there any way to have more sperm than I do now?
Sperm only account for about 5% of a man's ejaculation by volume, whereas fluids from the seminal vesicles and prostate gland account for the vast majority of semen's volume. As such, if you're hoping that more sperm will make for larger amounts of semen when you ejaculate, think again. In fact, I'm not aware of any way to reliably increase the volume of your ejaculate. Some men find that they emit more semen when they've had less frequent masturbation or partnered sex, or when they've allowed their arousal to build up substantially before ejaculating. Others notice little, if any, difference when they try these things. Now, if you're not interested in changing your semen volume, but rather you are interested in increasing your sperm count itself, that may be another story. If a healthcare provider has told you that you have a low sperm count and you and your partner wish to become pregnant, then you may be able to make some lifestyle changes that can either result in more sperm per ejaculation or that may help the sperm you do produce to swim faster or to be of higher quality. Some research, for example, has linked high body fat to lower sperm count or to lower sperm quality. Other research has examined the relationship between caffeine consumption or cigarette smoking, with a suggestion that high caffeine consumption and smoking can have a negative impact on sperm quality. Then there are temperature issues to consider, in that men who are trying to conceive may find it helpful to steer clear of tight underwear, steam rooms, or hot tubs so that their testicles, where sperm are produced, aren't subjected to warm temperatures, which can impair sperm production. If you're concerned about your sperm count or your fertility, check in with a healthcare provider for advice about what you can personally do to improve your sperm count or quality. Depending on your personal health history and your goals regarding pregnancy, some strategies may be better choices than others, and you can discuss these options with a healthcare provider.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.